Good Love Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wake Up Ministries. Today, thank you for joining us today on Sunday, September 20th, 2015. We appreciate and hope that you'll enjoy the service today. As always, we shall begin by having the Lord's Prayer prayed by Sister Naya and Brother Yuri. Then we will have a scripture as read by Sister Jay. Then moving on to a psalm as read by Sister Zai. Then, of course, we will welcome the good minister, the humble man of God, God's movement, Dr. Howard C. Taylor, Jr., to bring us our Sunday service. Remember, if you have anything that you want to discuss as far as some strange happenings going on in your home, you need an exorcism, you need a cleansing, you need prayer or healing, please feel free to give us a call at 337-502-9553. Again, that number is 337-502-9553, or you can email us at wakeupministries1@gmail.com. Again, that's wakeupministries1@gmail.com. Again, thank you so much for joining us on this blessed day of our Lord, and let our services begin.
Our Father, what in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth, as it is in heaven, and give us this day, our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Joy is not, this is the temptation, deliver us from evil. We need to die in kingdom, power, and power. Your glory, love, and death. God, and I pray. Amen.
I will be reading Matthew chapter 6, verses 18 through 21. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Amen.
Amen.
Psalms chapter 33, verses 6 through 11. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathereth up the waters of the sea together, and he layeth up the depths and storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord, let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it was that. The Lord ordaineth the counsel of the people to God. He maketh the devices of the people of manifest. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Good morning. Thank God for another blessed day. He allowed us to wake up to serve our purpose. Today we're going to head to Corinthians, 1 Corinthians. Before we get started, like y'all to bow your head, lay, stand, sit, however you feel comfortable with Christ. And you can put your hand on the next person next to your shoulder. Matter of fact, your whole hand. Hold hands. Give the other person one of your hands. Father God, I want to thank you for another day you've allowed me to wake up and serve you, and I consistently pray for more work and do more of your will. Pray you keep me and everyone listening to this ministry in your will. Break all barriers, bondages, curses, sorcery, hexes, vexes, and anything evil wicked or against your will in their life. Father God, I also pray that you minister to them, circumcise their ears and hearts so they can receive this ministry accordingly to your will, and they will wake up and see their purpose in Christ. In Jesus' name, my Lord and Savior, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to head to Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 5. We're going to read that whole chapter, the 1st through the 13th verse. You have some time to find it. It's in the New Testament. It's right after Romans. Past Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, so on and so forth, after Acts. 1 Corinthians, chapter 5. Amen. We're going to get started. God revealed to me today that listeners of this ministry, try to be fully awakened to understand his will for them and the purpose of their life and family. It is reported commonly that there is fornication among you, and such fornication as is not so much as named among the Gentiles, that one should have his father's wife, and ye are puffed up, and have not rather mourned, that he that hath done this deed might be taken away from among you. For I verily, as absent in body, but present in spirit, have judged readily, as though I were present concerning him that hath so done this deed. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, when ye are gathered together, and my spirit with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, to deliver such and one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of Jesus Christ. Your glorying is no good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with leaven of malice and wickedness, but with unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. I wrote unto you in an epistle not to company with fornicators, yet not altogether with the fornicators of this world, or with the covetous, or extortioners, or with idolaters, for then must ye needs go out of the world. But now I have written unto you not to keep company if any man that is called a brother be a fornicator, or covetous, or adulterer, or railer, or drunkard, or extortioner, with such as one know not to eat. For what I have I to do to judge them also that are without. Do not ye judge them that are within, but them that are within God judges. Therefore, put away from among yourselves that wicked person. Let me break this down a little bit for y'all. Now, he's speaking about putting yourself above others, looking down at people that are committing a sin, especially someone that you consider a brother or a friend. A child in Christ is supposed to administer God's medicine, which is God's word, which is Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ gave us the message orally as a whole, so we can minister to others through the Bible, through his words in the Bible, through the word who was Jesus Christ, which was God's word that became flesh. I'm going to repeat that for you again. Jesus administered the word to us orally. Y'all hear that? Jesus was God's word that became flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word I like to quote directly from the scripture, so you should always have your Bible. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. And he mentioned in Corinthians, Chapter 5, how Satan wants to destroy the flesh. But your spirit will be saved by Jesus Christ. Now, there's a lot of ministers out there who tell everyone that you're already saved. But I'm here to tell you, you all have the invitation for a seat on the bus to salvation, because God handed you that ticket. But if you reject Jesus Christ, which is your ticket, you're rejecting your ride with God to salvation. Let that marinate for a second. Watch on a daily basis how people, minions of Satan, shall I say, are all around us. They put up these facades. But if you're in Christ, you have the discernment to see, smell, know, and understand just who they are. They're at the point where they're in churches, which is the idea of man, what a church is supposed to be. But the Bible tells us that the church is in us. What I get from that is that if you go back to the beginning of the Bible and you just pick certain things out, God, Jesus says God is in him and he is in God and he is in us and we are in him. So Jesus is the church. And wherever Jesus is, so shall the church be. There's a big thing going on right now in the world's ministry world where ministers are begging and pleading and trying to get seed money or, you know, building funds or to build what? My idea as a soldier for Christ, as a minister for Christ, ministering God's word and fighting the battles that God sends me to fight in Jesus' name, with Jesus, and all their artillery and accessory. Seed money would be the money that a man of God uses to go out and plant more seed. Would you say? And by that, planting more seeds would be going out spreading God's word with that money. Not buying a new plane, couple more cars and houses, and a building fund would be to build up God's church. And you being in God's church, the fund to be used to build up God's ministry in you, in us as a whole. But the world has a funny way of displaying things, and the blind cannot lead the blind. Or they both end up in a ditch. And you can see in the world today, if you just look around you, when you're shopping, when you're walking, when you're watching TV, you can see the devil at work. But I promise you this, if you're really looking, you can also see God at work too. A lot of people complain things that's going on in their lives, but they don't fully understand the prayers that they pray. Some of the prayers are administered in a different way. Because you think of it as a prescription that was written and sent off. Now, being that you're not a doctor, you don't know what type of medication you're going to get back. And being that it's not like a headache where you can take Tylenol or some other type of medication that will give you temporary relief, you sent your prescription in, or basically you just made a visit to your doctor, Dr. Jesus. And he's talking to the head physician, which is God, to make sure that the medicine that your spirit gets, that your life gets, is according. Say that one more time for you. That your medication that your spirit gets and your life gets is according. And some of the prayers, because each prayer that you pray is meant for something different. But at the same time you're praying, your spirit is also praying according for what your spirit needs. We pray for what we think our flesh needs. You know, Father God, I need a new outfit to go to the club this weekend because I want to turn up, you know. And I want everybody's eyes to be on me. Oh, Father God, I need a new car. I know I got 6 cars already, but I need another new car because I just need another new car. And a lot of people pray these selfish prayers. You know, it's like a lot of people go to church and they accept the Lord's Supper, and the Lord's Supper is a holy meal. So if you're not doing things according to Christ, you will and you shall be punished. These ministers out there, they're going to give it to them. They're going to give it to you because they are going towards a different agenda than Christ's agenda. Their agenda is to make money. Service of God will make money. We will be happy, we will be healthy, and we will live good. But the money comes accordingly through Christ, blessed directly from God. But when you're a minister and you're lying to people, you're living a double life. I'm going to put it out there today. because this is what God is putting on my mind and my heart and my spirit and my soul and my strength. So when you're out there and you're a minister of God and you got, you know, 50, 1,000, 100,000, or a million people following you, and you're following Christ accordingly. As a man of God, you should be in line with the commandments, in line with Jesus, in line with God. If you're in line with the commandments, you're automatically going to be in line with Jesus. You're automatically going to be in line with God. But you can see on the news and on television, and if you really look or pray to God through Jesus to be revealed, so you can have the discernment to see these devils, these demons, these wicked and evil entities or people for who they really are, then you'll know about the T.D. Jakes of the world, about the Creflo Dollars of the world, about the Joe Osteens of the world, and the minions like them, so on and so forth, will follow the devil. You also see the Pope and their followers for who they really are. And I can go on with a list of the discernment that Christ has given me. But that's not my job. But they are lying on God, trying to use his word against him, and know and understand that they shall, will, and are being punished. Even though you don't see it, you see he has a million-dollar home. He's driving all this and that, but he's going through hell while he's playing with the devil's money, trying to play with God and Jesus Christ. Like Billy Graham, for instance, if you go back and you follow him and his legacy from the beginning and even watch his videos, you'll see the change. You can even see when that spirit, the mind spirit, jumps on him. And a lot of people that hear my ministry might say I'm crazy or this or that because they don't understand Christ. And they don't understand the work that God has for me in Christ. But if you ask, you shall receive. If you knock, the door shall be open. If you seek, you will find. That's not the exact words that was used there in the Bible. And I'm going to put my disclaimer because I don't want to be blamed for anything. You know, it's one thing to fight against man, one thing to fight against the demon and the devil, but it's definitely no comparison when you're trying to fight against God. But if you go back and look, and you will see his aura changes and his eyes change. His church had been shut down, and then all of a sudden, boom, they get the Masonic word, which came directly from Satan, who gave it to the Jesuit, and so on and so forth. But I gave y'all enough knowledge to put in your pocket so you can seek it out and find it, so you can ask and receive, so you can knock and the door can be opened. But now we're going to get directly back to the ministry today. So God tells us not to judge, spirit will judge, because the spirit in us is God, is Jesus. But our job is to help the flesh become more spiritual. Walk in faith and not by sight. And I also do counseling, amongst other things. And I learn and see that a lot of people out here that are not just lost, but because of all the Bibles they're putting out there and all the ministries that's popping up in every corner and crevices of the world, people are losing faith. And the most important thing is faith and hope and charity. And if you lose faith in yourself, how can you have faith in Christ? How can you have faith in God? And it's just one of the devil's plans. But I tell you today, God has a solution. God has already administered your medication from the prayer that you prayed. Now you need to accept it. The only way for it to come to fruition, for it to manifest, is you accept the gifts that God has given you. Lots of times your prayer is already answered, but you're just holding on to something because of that lack of faith. And what you got to do is, like the old ministers used to say, let go, let God go. Anybody here that needs to be baptized today or looking to find a closer walk with Jesus, God, but through Jesus, needs to be in counseling, or you just need somebody to talk to. If you got strange things going on in your home, give us a call at 337-502-9553 or Wake Up Ministry 1@gmail.com. So we're going to pray again before we leave. Father God, I want to thank you for the opportunity you've allowed me to serve you, and I accept and I pray you place a heavy anointing on my family, my bloodline, and my household through the end of time. And everybody here, Lord, your service was heard. And I pray you open those doors, you open those windows, you move them walls. Give them the blessings that they need, Father God. I pray you strengthen their spirit, strengthen their goals, their faith, their love in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name, my Lord and Savior, I pray. I want to thank you, Lord, for each and every one of them. I want to thank you for myself. I want to thank you for all you have done for us. Amen.
Amen.